The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 19 new COVID-19 cases since yesterday. Included in the new cases reported on October 7 are 17 unvaccinated individuals, and 2 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Barry, 5, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other 3 cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is still under investigation and 1 is linked to close contact transmission. Bradford, 6, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 3 cases are outbreak-related, 1 case is linked to close contact, and 1 case is still under investigation. Orillia, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is outbreak-related. Oromedont, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is listed as community-acquired, no known link. Isa, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired and 1 is linked to close contact. There are currently 131 active cases in the region. 6 people from Simcoe County, and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,614 cases of COVID-19 with 13,222 of those cases recovered and 261 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 80% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 85.3% have had at least 1 dose of a vaccine. Approximately 25% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 70.1% is fully vaccinated. There are 4 school outbreaks in the region, including the latest one declared at Orchard Park. There have been 8 total outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County since the beginning of September, all have been elementary schools. An outbreak at Orchard Park Elementary School in Orillia declared October 5, now involves 4 COVID cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation Catholic School in Bradford is in outbreak with 15 cases linked to the outbreak, which was declared October 1. An outbreak at St. Anne's Catholic School in Penetanguishene was declared on October 1 with 4 cases reported by the health unit. The health unit has declared an outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie as of September 28. There are now 4 cases linked to the school. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 7. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosurantio 221, 218, 2 October 5 1865 63.8% Barry 4492 4, 317, 124, 2 October 6, 2928 80.2% Bradford WG 2229 2167 38 1 October 6, 5106 77.4% Clearview 144, 139, 5 September 16, 958 73.2% Collingwood 271, 266, 3 October 4th 1099 88.8% ISA 553 543 4 2 October 6th 2294 82.5% INISFL 1331303 The 19th of October 6th 3226 73.5% Midland 218212 The 6th of September 26 1191 83.7% New Tecumseth 1642 1608 The 18th of October 6th 3873 76.7% Aurelia 359 347 8 October 6th 1059 86.9% Oromadant 247 241 5 October 5th 1059 91.3% Penetanguishene 211,200 The 8th of September 32,189 86.4% Ramara 127,124 The 1st of September 25 1196 67.2% Severn 92 88 3 October 5th 6 13 62.3% Springwater 312 308 2 October 2nd 1456 87.3% Tay 132129 The 3rd of September 24 1177 86.5% Tiny 144141 The 2nd of September 31073 74.3% Wasaga Beach 308 305 1 October 5th 1,299 81.8% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.